There's no such thing as an original play, says Charles Mee, respected avant-garde playwright and head of playwriting at Columbia School of the Arts. A historian as well, Mee romps through classic material and trolls the web for assorted ingredients to integrate. His play Big Love is based on an ancient one by Aeschylus, brought to life in the present by cast members like Carissa Morell Myers.
It's interesting just how the same we are, the problems that those people were facing, like the interpersonal issues that they were having to deal with and tackle, are the same things that we deal with today.
Director Ian Belton says he chose Big Love because of its resonance in the lives of young people.
So I think it's really interesting to see just how far we haven't really gone.
The Aeschylus play is about 50 brides who flee to an Italian manor to avoid marrying their 50 cousins. Issues of gender politics, love, and domestic violence are explored, and in the contemporary version, the grooms ambush the brides by helicopter, and in Hawaii's version, the deus ex machina is an aerialist on silks. Composer, sound designer Brendan Connolly says it's all in the spirit.
Charles Mee is very much about you taking his stuff and going in whatever direction you're inspired to go, and a lot of his stuff is based on collage.
This is the first musical production of Big Love, and Connolly's been designing the soundscape from the outset.
There's very expressionistic tendencies in it. So we'll be in a scene and then it'll just dissolve into a dream world and then come back. It's really like a meditation on gender and marriage. I don't look at sound as separate than music and noise, so there's helicopters in it, and I'm really sculpting the helicopters so that they're a composition in a way. So right now there's a lot swimming around in the show.
Director Ian Belton is the new assistant professor of theater at UH Manoa. He's worked in Europe, Singapore, the Philippines, and New York City, where he received the Sherwood Award from the Mark Taper Forum and the Sir John Gielgud Fellowship from the Stage Directors and Choreographers Foundation. He's enjoying stretching the audio as well as visual aspects of the show.
There is like this standard Ella Fitzgerald, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, that we then expanded and turned into kind of a more Broadway-style number. And to be honest, it's because I really want to take the audience with us, you know, because admittedly, it's a really surreal piece of theater.
What happens to see action and then suddenly people jump on their desks, start dancing, and go into a musical number?
No, you are. That happens. Like the stage revolves and somebody comes out playing an ukulele and singing and then everybody dances. You know, I mean, it happens. We wanted to start in kind of a more of a standard musical kind of way, because then it gets progressively weirder and more surreal as the play gets more and more intense. And it lands in a very intense place. And then we have a big Broadway problem.
How would you like audiences to feel when they leave?
Entertained. Bottom line, I want people to go along for the ride.
Bewitched.
Big Love opens Kennedy Theater's 50th anniversary season. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.